You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin this final story, I'd like to just put out a little trigger warning. The interview covers eating disorders, body dysmorphia, and muscle dysmorphia. If these are issues that make you uncomfortable, please tune out and come back at 1 o'clock for Jin's always excellent 1 to 4 show. Mental health is extremely important during a time like this, being in lockdown. An issue which some may be faced with is eating disorders, body dysmorphia, or muscle dysmorphia. Ultimately, these issues all play a part in our mental well-being. Jo speaks to Christy D'Amato, the Managing Director from Recovered Eating New Zealand, about eating disorders and body dysmorphia, how COVID has played a part in this, and how one can help themselves to identify and work on recovery. Here they are now.
So can you give me a bit of insight into the impact that this stuff has on maybe one's mental well-being?
Yeah, absolutely. So body dysmorphic disorder, it's a mental health disorder where you really struggle to stop thinking about either a perceived flaw or a minor flaw in your appearance. And it's something that causes a lot of embarrassment and a lot of shame. And I think it's when people hear about it, they often think like, oh, it's about vanity. It's about, it's shallow. But the truth is people that struggle with either muscle dysmorphia, body dysmorphic disorder, eating disorders, it's not a choice. It's something that they choose to have this. And so it's not so much about vanity as it is about a hyperfixation on something that someone's really unable to stop thinking about. And the kind of effect it has on people, it's not something that takes a vacation. It doesn't take a vacation for Christmas. It doesn't go away when you go on holiday. It really is a 24/7 challenge that affects every component of someone's life, from their social life to their sleep, their ability to perform, whether it's at work or at school. It's a very pervasive thing to be challenged with.
COVID-19 has obviously brought a lot of mental health issues to the forefront. Do you think that the whole issue with eating disorders and body dysmorphia has definitely been heightened?
Absolutely. We've seen a huge explosion in mental health, including eating disorders and body dysmorphia. And there can be many, many reasons for this. But I think particularly with lockdown, our world became very virtual based very, very quickly. And so all of a sudden, people are spending a lot more time connected to devices. There was a lot of fear-mongering going around about, the COVID-15, I think it was, like gaining weight during COVID. And all of a sudden, people started to think like, oh, am I exercising enough? Am I eating okay? And started to pay a lot more attention to their bodies, because the normal distractions of life, of going to work, being out and about in public, seeing friends, weren't there. And people's thoughts have become, I think, through COVID, very body centric. And so we've really seen a huge rise in eating disorders and body dissatisfaction.
Tell me a bit about muscle dysmorphia.
Yeah, so with muscle dysmorphia, I really think we're seeing that it's become a very socially acceptable disorder in the way that a fad diet has become very socially acceptable. It's very normal for someone to go to the gym. It's very normal for someone to want to have a certain body shape. And it has become very, very normalized in the way that I think muscle dysmorphia can be a hidden illness and a hidden condition. It's not seen in the same way that an eating disorder might be. And so I think for that reason, we don't have very accurate statistics on the number of people that are struggling, because for some people, they don't even know that they're struggling. They just think maybe that there's something wrong with them. Theory A is there's a problem with their body. Theory B is the problem is with their mind. And I think particularly in gym culture, there's so much talk about no pain, no gain, and you need to put the work in to get the results. And so very often people can think I'm the problem rather than the culture is the problem or my mind is the problem.
So what are some ways that people can combat this, or what are some ways that people can which helps people recover?
I always say to people, if you recognize that you're leaning into an eating disorder, or your thoughts are starting to really be hijacked by your brain in the sense that you feel like you can't stop thinking about food or you can't stop thinking about your body, I always say to people, do a social media health check and start thinking, okay, how much time do I actually spend on social media? What sites am I looking at? is what's coming up on my Instagram feed and Facebook feed, are these things that are promoting a certain body type or a certain culture, or is it a more balanced feed? Am I seeing realistic bodies? Because if all that someone is seeing is a certain body type or a certain type of food, straight away it's going to create a bias for yourself. So the first thing is to do a social media health check. The second thing is I like to say to people to start expanding their interests outside of their body. And initially that's really hard because it's like, well, I go for a walk and all I think about is, you know, am I burning enough? Or now I've earned, you know, this snack or whatever it is. But when you start to turn your attention outside of your body and back onto the outside world, it can really create some pathways for healing.
Christy also highlights how social media plays a role in the issue. Often social media can set unrealistic body standards for everyone. Christy expresses the importance in using social media as a tool to explore body positivity, self-love, and healthy habits. If you are struggling with any sort of issues relating to eating disorders, please do contact your doctor. If it is urgent, you can contact the Crisis Helpline at 0800 800 717. And if you are struggling with your mental health during this unprecedented time in lockdown, you can also contact Helpline at 0800 611 116. Thank you so much for that one, Joe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.